Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
It's something we've spoken about in the past. We have spoken about this. But children are back in school and there's talks of a rollout vaccine. So we've decided it might be a good time just to talk about the chickenpox. And our regular ICU nurse, Sarah Kearns, is in with me now to have the chat. How are you?
Hello.
Okay, so chickenpox. Let's do the basics first. What is it?
So it's a virus.
Mingan, that's what it is.
Mingan and miserable.
It's miserable.
It's a varicella virus and basically get it. Generally, people under 10 years of age get it. It is miserable. Now, when you get it, it's highly, highly contagious, right? So it spreads like wildfire, like amongst schools or families or whatever, okay? But it's a rash and it has three different stages that initially there's like a widespread, like little bumpy little red rash. Then it becomes blisters. Blisters burst, they crust over. It's three different stages of it. But it's really challenging. The problem is that people's sort of perception of chickenpox is that it's going to be mild, which in the vast majority of cases it is, but when it's bad, oh, it's bad, right?
So what are we talking now? From my, because Florence had chickenpox.
Yeah.
And she was three and she was sore and uncomfortable and it's a pain.
Yeah.
But I would have thought, and they were all over, they're all over her back, yeah. They're in her mouth, you know, and it was uncomfortable. And I got so freaked by that, but I would say that was actually quite a mild.
Possibly, yeah. And like there's 58,000 cases in Ireland every year, but one in 250 are hospitalised.
One in 250? Okay.
Yeah, the HICWA did a report on this and this is what's led to this. So HICWA did a report and then they've come out and said, listen, we should vaccinate all kids, right? So Australia do that.
So how bad is it that they would need to be hospitalised?
So it can cause death in like absolute extreme cases, but generally what makes people hospitalised, right? So the rash will go all over and it's absolutely in the mouth.
Yeah.
So that if it's in the mouth, you're going to be less likely to eat and drink, and trying to get a three-year-old to convince mm-hmm. them to drink. So dehydration, they come lethargically, dehydration, you know, and not peeing and all that sort of stuff. So, and you get really weak. You can also get infections off rashes from scratching.
Okay. So that's, and scarring as well.
And scarring is a big one. So the other thing is that people can get them quite close to the eyes. You can have damage on your eyes. Like when it's bad, it's really bad. And I remember being, so the vaccine wasn't commonplace. My oldest 8.5. So when she was 2.5 when she got vaccinated, right? And it wasn't overly commonplace 6.5 years ago. It now is. It's brilliant, right?
So they've done this report. They've seen that one in 250 yeah. kids are actually being hospitalised. Yeah. So that's why the vaccine rollout.
Because of the misery of the kids and this hospitalisation, the cost of this hospitalisation, right? So basically, and it's very hard. There's two different, all my kids now are vaccinated, right? So I have them all done. And it's for a couple of different reasons, right? So if a child has chickenpox in your house, okay? So they have this whole, you know, this three stages of these pustules and they break and it's and people are infectious, can be infectious 48 hours before the rash appears.
Okay.
So you could be walking in indoors. And here's what it is. It's unbelievably miserable. All you can do is put calamine lotion on it and you just have to see it out, and usually the rash, like, it lasts for about 5 to 10 days. But the thing about it is, if somebody comes in contact with you and you have active chickenpox in that 48 hours before the rash, or if you whatever, you don't know what the rash is, someone maybe on immunosuppressants, maybe somebody with a poor immune system with cancer, HIV, asthma, organ transplant, whatever it is, pregnant, particularly, like, what about a pregnant woman, right? It can pass to the baby. And the baby can be really, really sick. So there's a huge part of this vaccine is not only stopping your child being absolutely appallingly miserable, because you can get a bad case and like looking them in the face, oh God, but it is to protect community, exactly the same as a COVID vaccine.
So if, but there's no guarantee if you have this vaccine, your child isn't going to get it, because
very rare.
But it will be, it will just lessen the symptoms.
Exactly. So 90% to 99%, that the stats are off a little bit, but there's somewhere between 90% and 90% chance, right, of never getting chickenpox if you get the vaccine. But if you do get it, it's going to be significantly milder, exactly the same with the COVID, right? But like that idea of like you're contagious to every single, if you imagine, okay, so you have one person, just say none of your house are vaccinated, right? None of your kids, you have three kids or whatever, and someone breaks out in a spot. So you're contagious until every single spot, and they'll come up over the 5 to 10 days. So you'll get a new spot, then it'll turn into a blister, then it'll burst and blah, blah, until every until the spots have stopped coming up and they have crusted over, you're infectious. And then the worst thing is, you basically, the rash develops 10 to 21 days after exposure. So just say you have chickenpox and I touch you. And what is exposure? It's touching directly the skin. So kids playing together on a trampoline, right? That's exposure. Or being in a room 15 minutes with somebody. And it also transports itself in sneezing and coughing. So okay. There's all these ways, right? So imagine you have kid A and they have developed a rash. They're now infectious, right? And well, they can be infectious up to 48 hours before, but just say they're infectious. It takes 10 to 21 days for kid B now after exposure to develop. Like in terms of work, like we'd have to take between the two of us, we'd be off 6 months.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot of time off. I know. Yeah. You need to be very, very
careful. Sort of a trilogy of reasons, right, of why it happens. Like when to go to the GP. So you're going to get a fever with it. You're going to be lethargic. Generally, people will report, like kids will be like just not themselves. So they'll maybe have a fever in the 38s, lethargic, not eating and drinking because spots might start developing on the inside. You can get spots inside your vulva, your vagina, in your anus. Like, could you imagine? Could you imagine the pain? So you can get spots all over your body. And then we need to talk about shingles after this because that's another risk factor of it, right? But generally people...
Yeah, what's the difference between chickenpox and shingles?
So this close to my heart. So shingles, it's from the same virus. Essentially, yeah. When you've had chickenpox, it never leaves you. Like a virus, it just lays dormant in your nerve cells, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes when you're immunosuppressed or you might be traveling, your immune system is low, for whatever reason, it can basically... come out and be active again. Okay, so that's shingles. So shingles presents differently because even though same virus is a different condition, so it comes to your skin, and often people report like one side of their body, maybe along their trunk, that they get this tingling feeling, like this really light tingling feeling, and then it'll get kind of more of burning. Then you'll get the same rash, blisters and infectious. But if you imagine inside the infection of shingles, it's still as contagious, as unbelievably contagious, is the chickenpox vaccine. Or it's a chickenpox virus. So inside the pustules of the shingles. So imagine you're in Dunn's, you have shingles, you're contagious, okay, and you come across somebody as pregnant who's not immune. The other thing is the shingles is misery. The shingles vaccine as well, you can get it in the GP, it's amazing. I had shingles and it gave me type 1 diabetes. That's the virus that tipped my pancreas over the edge. So I feel really strongly about shingles.
Okay, so can we talk about the vaccine? How long does it last? How safe is it? All that kind of, is there side, like, tell me about the vaccine.
So
let's talk vaccine.
Vaccine. So ideally, what they're thinking of doing is at the 12 and 13 months with kids, okay, they go in and get the vaccines and they're thinking of bringing that in. So the MMR, they're going to call it MMRV, and they're going to get the chickenpox vaccine in when they go for the 12 and 13, to give two doses. 1 month apart, okay? It costs at the moment, until they bring us in, €90 a vaccine. Mm-hmm. And it's just two different jabs. Unbelievably safe vaccine. There's always going to be risks. Like if people, there's neomycin, if you're allergic to gelatin, there can be like allergic reactions from that. So you need to do a little bit of research into it. But it's an extremely safe vaccine. It's given worldwide, millions and millions of doses. In Australia, it's given as part of the... They basically
compulsory,
and they have eradicated chickenpox. Imagine that. And it's so good. And if you eradicate chickenpox, you're also, you know, really eradicating shingles.
I had my young fella vaccinated.
Yeah.
And we haven't had
You can get it at any age. Like if you've never had...
Yeah.
When you're pregnant, you're tested for your immunity to chickenpox. Part of the blood test. And if a pregnant woman is found to be that they have no immunity, i.e. that they either got a really, really mild dose that they've known, or they never got chickenpox, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not immune, you're really at risk when you're pregnant. Okay, so if you are pregnant and you have no immunity, you'll be on high alert with the GP and your team, your midwives or whatever. Okay, because if a child in your house gets chickenpox and now you're a close contact, you may need to take medication, antiretrovirals or antivirus, not retrovirus, antivirals, but like you may need to take them and protect the unborn baby. So again, that's another reason why to get the chickenpox vaccine.
Just got a text in. Hi, Jen. Any chance Sarah could explain how my son caught chickenpox and none of my two daughters caught it from him?
It's a weird one. It might have just been that he wasn't as particularly contagious, that he didn't have a super high dose. Maybe they had had a mild dose in the past. It's sort of a weird thing. It's exactly like viruses are weird. It's like with COVID. How many households did you hear people, and like three people would have savage COVID in the house, and then the other two never got it? Viruses are weird. But if you are in close contact with kids sharing a room or whatever, and you know, using the same towels, eating beside you, touching each other, all of that.
It's lightly.
It's very light. It's so contagious normally.
Okay. So where are we going to see, when are we going to see this? Is this going to be quite soon that they're going to roll it out
soon
with the MMR?
And I think after this HICWA report, I think it's like clever to bring it in. And clever to bring it in from all different ways to protect kids from the absolute misery of it. Even if it's, I remember being like, oh, maybe I should, if you get chicken pox, you get like the actual chicken pox, you have lifelong immunity from it, right? You're laughing. In terms of immunity.
Yeah, my kid has had it, so I'm laughing with her.
Yeah. The vaccine will, they don't have the longitudinal studies on it yet, but they think that it's not going to give you absolute lifelong. So if, just say, my kids, when they come to childbearing age, they may have diminished immunity because the vaccine just won't give you the lifelong, but that you might be eligible then at some stage in your life for a booster. They'll start studying that. They are studying that in terms of the immunity, but to protect kids and protect everyone else in the community.
Listen to this. Morning, Jen. My two oldest boys were vaccinated in Australia for chickenpox as part of the childhood vaccination schedule. Okay, yeah. As you were talking about. Never ever heard of a child in Australia ever getting chickenpox in 15 years. We lived there, moved to Ireland. When our youngest boy was 4 months old, he had chickenpox when he was about 15 months. It was horrendous in massive cap letters, she says. The rash, the spots, they were all over him, mouth, bum, everywhere. He had a terrible temp for days and was so miserable.
Oh, it's awful. So when you get
chicken pox, one of the worst ones, isn't it? It's horrific.
Awful.
It's really not nice.
And you know what? You shouldn't give Nurofen. It can actually have a paracetamol is the treatment of choice. Okay, it's for taking down fevers. Okay, calamine lotion, Nurofen actually can, and aspirin shouldn't be given to kids, because it can kind of have a kind of an accelerated skin issue. Scratching is a big one because for two different things, scratching will scar. And also it can put bacteria into the pustules and make your skin infected. Okay, so trying to protect kids at night is a nightmare from scratching in their sleep. So like a really good tip would maybe, people say gloves, but actually socks with, you know, the elasticated, you know, like high top socks or whatever, like basketball kind of socks pulled right up under their jammies. So make it as difficult as possible for them to take the socks off in their sleep. But you need to put socks on so they don't scratch.
So they don't scratch those sores.
It's miserable.
So just to reiterate, the reason they're rolling out this vaccine, let's be clear on this with everybody a bit paranoid about vaccines. The reason they're rolling out this because 1 in 250 children end up in the hospital because of chickenpox in this country. They have done this in Australia.
Yeah.
And as that texter says, there hasn't been, they haven't seen chickenpox in 15 years.
Exactly. And they're recognising that we're all living longer and healthier, and like organ donation is on the rise, all of that. And if you just say you have a transplanted cornea, you're going to potentially be on these immunosuppressant, you know, the anti-rejection meds, and all that can make you at higher risk. People with HIV, for example, are living longer than ever, but that cohort of people can be more at risk from chickenpox and get really, really sick. So it's really a huge part of it is that hospitalisation, people also protecting people in the community, and it's so safe.
Okay, and is it 100% confirmed that it's going to be rolled out?
Yeah.
100% confirmed. Okay, well,
you just don't have a timeline yet, but it will be brilliant.
More info, go to
Hands on Health.
Hands on Health, and hse.ie. Sarah, thanks for coming in and speaking with us this morning. There we go. That was Nurse Sarah Kearns reminding us there about the chicken pox.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.